time, but I won't tell you why Miriam sings this.
Yeah.
Both of our grandmothers died with Alzheimer's, just full-blown Alzheimer's. They were healthy women, you know, fit women. My grandmother played basketball as a young girl. She was tall and didn't have a problem with her. She laid for 5 years. Nothing in the world wrong but Alzheimer's. And when my grandmother passed on, I was in college then down at Wingate, and I prayed that week. We were on choir tour, and the Lord just worked all that out for me to be home, to come home for all of it, and to see her. And I had prayed for the Lord to just show us something. We hadn't, nobody had heard her speak or say a word for many, many years. And we were singing Amazing Grace right beside her bedside that night. And right before she drew her last breath, the most beautiful smile come across her face. She hadn't made emotions in years, hadn't done a thing. But you tell me there's not something waiting on the other side. A few years later, Miss Dorothy Hammer, Miriam's grandmother, her and her caregivers and Sonia, Miriam and I up in the night. And we've been singing by her bedside, and she hadn't really made an emotion, but then we sang to her some, and she started mouthing words. I remember her mouthing, and she was getting it. And I had my phone out because I wanted to, you know, get a video of this and or a picture. And right before she made her last breath, her eyes just opened and just looked up, and she smiled the most big smile you've ever seen. And I said again, don't tell me there's not something waiting for the child of God. And I thank the Lord on this side, He give me a little heaven to see, to know. I don't doubt it, but it's good just to see it. And He's good like that. He's a great God, and I thank Him. As they enter the harbor,